This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. You know, here on the Jenny White Show, we can talk about anything. And first of all, let me wish you a happy, happy, happy 2019. Okay, we're going to talk about tonight. What did you do in 2018 that you will never do again? I mean, what kind of situation were you in 2018 that you prayed that you won't ever be in that situation again? Or maybe you had a good 2018, and 2019 you hope is just a continuation. So what we want to do right now is to get your thoughts together, and you press the 1 on your phone, and then you can talk to me and tell me, was 2018 a good year for you? I just want to know. Most of us try to live a life that we can be proud of, but oftentimes we do make mistakes, some of which we may be able to go back and change, but then there are those that once they're done, there's absolutely no way to change them. Maybe every year some say they're going to lose weight. I don't know why that's the first New Year's resolution. People ought to stop that. Because from what I understand, it goes no longer than maybe a week and possibly two. But after that, it's all over. But for most in that particular resolution, it goes down the drain just faster than water. And there are some people like me who stop making resolutions because it seems that after maybe 2 or 3 days, the thought and the effort that you have to put into it isn't worth it. And then if one of your resolutions has to do with exercise, you got to do more exercise. To me, it's better if you have someone else doing it along with you that can hold you accountable. You know, they'll be doing it too. Just for me, it just seems that when you have to do it, you know, all by yourself, and, well, I've done it by myself, and I've stayed with it for a while. And then after a while, I stop for a while. And then, you know, it's just a vicious circle. So I do not make resolutions any longer. I pray a lot, and that's my resolution, to do better every single day. So, callers, listeners, press that 1 and call in and let me know, how do you feel about New Year's resolutions, or how do you feel about the mistakes that you made last year that you'll never do again? And, you know, you picked up a new love and he turned out to be a dog, and, you know, and you say, I'll never do that again. And then when you turn around, you know, picked up another one. So that can really be a vicious circle. So let's not do that. But just call me up and let me know about your resolution, whether you do resolutions or not, or whether you keep them. It's got to be somebody out there listening that does keep their resolutions. They may have a friend and they have a good time losing weight and all of that stuff. You have to be motivated. Maybe you can get somebody to pay you But, oh, I see I have a caller already who wants to talk to me about that. Okay, caller, how you doing? Happy 2019 to you.
Happy New Year, Jenny White. How are you?
I'm good, but I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Hmm.
Hello?
A little.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just wanted to chime in on, Happy New Year.
Yeah, well, Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, I stopped making resolutions and just started calling them goals. So I set goals for the new year. And, some short-term, some long-term, some 30 days.
That's a good one. I like that better.
Some first quarter. Yeah, so, these things are obtainable and reachable.
Right.
Just set some goals. I've got a trip to Costa Rica, a wedding, my daughter's getting married in July, so I want to lose about 20 pounds.
So,
nothing major.
So that's your resolution. That's one of your goals, huh?
Well, that's one of my goals, and then I have some business goals that I'm working to achieve this year as well. So it just seems like everybody wants my money, so it seems like I need to be making some more money. So one of my goals.
If only we all could do that.
Right.
If
so
only.
One of my goals is to increase my revenues.
Okay.
I've got some strategies. Strategies to do that, and just have some fun and do a little more traveling, and just try to within 30 days have accomplished something towards my goals.
Yeah.
Whether it's a weekend trip somewhere, a day trip, go over to Toronto for a weekend, or just do some different stuff and really live.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
just
let me ask
live.
You this. Did you do that last year?
No, I didn't. Last year was a different type of year. There were some there were a lot of challenges last year. At least for the first 6 months. And so, no, I didn't do as much as I would have liked. I stayed busy and did some things and got an opportunity to go to North Carolina for a week. I mentor high school seniors. So we took about 200 seniors on a college tour.
That should have been interesting.
Oh, it was a blast. It was, a lot of fun. That was spring break last year, so I was able to do that. Actually, did a fair amount of traveling. I started a new job, so that took me to Kentucky and Atlanta. And so in between then, had other things going on, so it was a learning experience as well. You get in your 50s and you still encounter things that you've never experienced before. So
you don't have
you
to be in your 50s to encounter things that you've never run across before. Trust me.
Well, I'm sure. So that was 2018, so it didn't kill me. So, I got a chance to, make 2019 better. So I'm looking at it in small chunks, 30 days here, and the year goes by so fast.
I think I'll take a page from your book.
As far as what?
as far as making goals, you know, short term, those that are attainable, you know, and then just carry on and make a larger plan or a plan that takes a little while. But I think I'm doing that anyway. But I can do more short term.
Well, how are your books coming?
Books are coming well. I've been approached by my publisher to make a movie with one of them.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
I'm excited.
That's a big deal. Make sure you've got a good good entertainment attorney so that you...
Gotta have an attorney because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not gonna sign anything that a reputable attorney has not looked over and said okay, you know, yay or nay.
Yeah, so you can be, you know,
and
executive
I have to
producer
go to New York to pitch my, you know, book. So
well,
I'm excited about what 2019 has in store for me.
Well, that's good. That's good. I've got some things that I've been dreaming about for years and years and that I am going to once again pursue and start making some steps towards. And, you know, because every day I put a list of things together as far as priorities and you know, the business I'm in, the sales calls that I'm going to make, and a to-do list of personal business things or things, you know, outside of the job that needs to be done, whether it's pay a bill or make a call. So I've been, you know, able to do that. So I go through, you know, these notebooks. It takes me, you know, maybe 4 or 5 months to go through the notebook, you know, just writing on these pages, keeping myself organized. So I am going to this year do more towards my retirement. You know, would like to buy, you know, 3 or 4 properties and possibly apartment building. Something of that nature.
Get in deep. I hope you know what you're doing when you're talking about purchasing an apartment building. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, at some point.
I mean, it's nice. I understand what you're saying, so you'll have some income coming in.
Well, I ain't scared. I mean, you know, it's I mean, I ain't scared of the work. I ain't worried about that. I mean, you can get up and work for somebody else all your life. So,
well,
you know,
that's
no one
true.
Complain about it. So,
well,
you know,
some people
I don't have
do.
A problem.
Some people have complained about their jobs for years and stay there. They don't leave.
Yeah.
And stay there.
Well, I mean, you know, some people are comfortable being uncomfortable, but you know, everybody's got bills. So, you know.
Nice way to say it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you can pay your bills and eat, you know, that's important. And so.
Of course.
You know. So I am striving to extend my reach and get out of my uncomfortable zone. You know, it ain't necessarily
well, you know
the comfort zone.
When you said about the dream, that's a good thing. We should pursue our dreams because once we're connected with God, once you go down in that water and come back, He puts a dream in your heart, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
You know, your task is to find out what it is. Some people know early, some wait a long time before they really figure it out, but if you follow in His path, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. But you know, if you're going your own way without His direction, he'll let you go. I mean, you know, you'll get some small victories, but you cannot go to second grade if you don't pass first grade. So he'll let you run around that mountain as long as you need to before you say, oh, wow, now I get it. Why did it take me so long? So that's what I'm trying to do now.
Yeah, well, some of us, you know, are a little stubborn, and it takes us a little longer
to
get the lessons.
You're preaching to the choir, okay? You really didn't have to say that one. But, you know, if you can find it early on, just stay in that path and just be successful, you know? That's what, if we all could learn that, if we all could learn or believe it, a lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people don't believe that. They try to follow their own way, and they keep making mistakes. And like I said, you'll get some small victories. But if you don't stay in the path that has been chosen for you, because every one of us has a path that has been chosen for us, you know, and you can't make life short to you, you know, shorten it up. So I'd rather try to find my path and stick with it.
Yeah, and, you know, I've also heard some sayings that if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough, or if you can do it by yourself, then, you know, they're not big enough, you know. So I've got some things that, you know, I'm working to accomplish that can only be accomplished with divine intervention. So, you know, I'm operating in faith, you know, that
that's what we have to do, and that's what the enemy is after. He's after our faith. He doesn't want us to believe. Because a lot of times when we ask for things, it takes a minute, and a lot of us are just so, you know, microwave people. Yes, yes, that we want it right away. And if he didn't give it to me right away, then, you know, forget it. But the thing of it is, depending on what you ask for, because, you know, I've always heard, be careful what you ask for, because he'll give it to you, but not like you wanted it. But
well,
depends
true.
On what you ask for, he may not give it to you right away because he knows you're not ready.
That's
and
true.
And in that while, he's preparing you to receive it. He heard you the first time, you know?
Yeah.
But, that's just one of my pet peeves.
Well, you know, and that also goes with, you know,
that's been chosen for you. That's all.
During life, you have to have some struggles, you know, in order to recognize how strong you are. You know, that's just like, you know, I've heard the example, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was, you know, it was, and I may be making this up just to get the point across, but a baby was, you know, in learning how to walk, it was around people that didn't walk, and so baby never knew that, you know, they could walk, because the people that it was around were always crawling on the ground. And so, you know, in order for us to learn something, you know, once we're able to stand up on our own, even though we fall down and we get back up, you know, we learn that we could walk, as opposed to the people that were, you know, crawling around on the ground and were scared to fall, you know, not necessarily the best example, but, you know, you get the point.
I understand.
Yeah,
but you're
so,
right. You have to have people around you that, you know a little something more than you do that can help you.
Yeah, that's true.
And like you said, when you fall, just make sure you get back up. Don't lie down there and, you know, cry and boo-hoo. If you have to do that, do it for, you know, maybe 20 minutes, and then get up and say, okay, you know, and keep it moving. Don't just wallow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wallow.
Yeah, you have to, because when you stop getting up, you know, that's when the game is over. You home.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you quit, you know. So
you quit because you don't have hope. A lot of
yeah,
people.
I mean,
yeah,
hope,
they don't understand
hope
they
is everything.
They don't understand it. They just
and,
don't
you
get
know,
it.
I remember the saying that failure is not an option.
Right.
But that's the only word. That's the only way you learn is by failing. You know, so
that's
we have
true.
To
absolutely.
Destigmatize that.
In order
I mean,
to
failure,
learn. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, failure is necessary. You know, in
that's
order
true.
To learn.
That's true.
It's necessary. You know, because,
yeah.
You know, that's what where the lessons come from.
That's
and,
absolutely true.
You know, and I recall a time because I wasn't taught that philosophy, you know, that fail, you know, that if you fail,
right.
look at it as a lesson as opposed
right.
to you weren't adequate, you know. So I remember a business venture I had that didn't work out in my favor and had me gun shy for, you know, a couple years after that, you know, because I didn't know. I mean, I took
right.
it personal. And so it took me a while to get back out there. But, I mean, you know.
But you did.
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I could, you know, I couldn't stay down. You know, you got to get back out there. And so that's one of the things, you know, that I've learned and, you know, growing up. And sometimes when you're in that dark period and, you know, you aren't
and
able
trust
to,
me, there's going to be a dark period.
Yeah, you know, and probably more than one, you know, or it might be several.
Yeah,
you know,
you
throughout
right.
your lifetime, you know, but, you know, I think being able to have faith to hold on to at least enough to maintain your sanity.
I know that's right. You can say that again.
Yeah, and, you know, and then still being able to hold on to your dreams and ambitions, even when they seem to be lost, I think is important because when you lose hope, like you said, you know, I think you've lost everything because that's
yeah.
when you stop dreaming and, you know, aspiring, and I think you just, you know, exist at that point and you just go through the motions and, you know, go through, you know, day by day. But I also think that when some people are in that mindset that they, you know, they put themselves in harm's way sometimes, you know, and they, you know, and so they may abuse themselves with drugs or
that's
you know
true.
Overeat, you know, because they just
and then
don't
abuse other people and maybe not physically
then,
but emotionally because
yeah,
hurting
yeah.
people hurt people.
Yeah,
so,
or put other people in harm's way because they have lost hope for themselves. If they don't care about themselves, you know they don't care about you.
Right. But I agree with
so,
that dream you were talking about. You have to have a dream. But you know what? You have to be very careful who you tell your dreams to, too, because you got some dream killers out there. So,
yeah, that's true. That's
be
true.
Aware of that as well.
Yeah, you know, so you have to, you know, some people pray for your failure, you know, pray for you not to succeed. So you're right. You can't tell. You know,
I hope not.
You could be right.
I would hate to.
That's what
but
I would
hate
is,
to see
know.
Somebody praying that. Somebody didn't make it, or you know, oh my gosh, oh my goodness.
You don't think people do that?
To pray that God will not bless someone else. You know,
man, I'm sure.
I'm sure. you're probably right.
That's a hater. That's what you call haters.
I just hope I don't know anybody like that.
I'm
that's
sure you do.
Bad. I don't want to succeed because I'm not succeeding.
Because I don't like you or whatever. Or ultimately,
well, you know what? The lady came to our church and spoke, and she said, you know, you got this old party going, and you got 600 people at your party, and number three of them like you.
Sure.
You know, but I've always heard 10% of the people you know don't like you.
Yeah, I agree.
So just let us hope it's not our family members.
Well, most of the time, you know, it's some of the people that's closest to us.
I know.
So,
I know.
Like
I
you
know.
Said, you know, you can't tell big dreams to small people.
Yeah,
yeah.
You sure can't. Because some people
they
just
can't.
Don't have ambition. I don't. Well, let me shut up.
Well, you can't shut up. It's your show.
No, I'm just saying. I can't understand why, you know, as long as you live, you are not trying to be productive. You know, some people retire. And when they retire, they get in that rocking chair and sit on the porch and rock.
Well, maybe that's what they want to do. And at that point, you know, hey, you paid your dues, you know. You're entitled to do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, you're right. I just don't see how that could be beneficial. I mean, I'd love to sit on the porch. Yeah. I mean,
then
I want to get out there and do something or see somebody. I'm not going to see anybody sitting on the porch. Watch the cars go up and down the street.
It takes all people to make the world go round. So
That's so true. I'm so glad I am the only one like me with my fingerprints, because thank God he didn't make another me.
everybody doesn't have big dreams and ambitions, and some people just happy doing what they're doing, and, you know, and,
well,
and
long
it takes
as you're
those
happy,
type of people to,
I guess, yeah.
Well, I mean, some people are unhappy doing what they're doing. But,
I know,
you know
that.
So, you know, but it takes all these people to make the world go round.
All
so.
Kinds, yes. You're very right. You're so right about that. Well, I'm going to go to a commercial, but I really appreciate the conversation. I really do.
Oh, no problem.
But I'm going to ask some more of my listeners if they want to talk about what they're going to do in 2019 that they didn't do in 2018 or whatever. So thanks so much, Mace, for calling in.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You.
All right, Jenny
and
White.
You, all right. You enjoy the rest
I'll
of
be listening
your day.
All right. Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you as well. Love you. Oh, okay. I've got another person that wants to talk about it. Okay, I'll bypass the commercial, and we'll talk to this person. Hello, and happy 2019 to you.
And thank you so much. We are starting off again.
Yes,
and happy.
We're here, we're back.
Yes, we're here. We're back.
And we're doing a thing.
That's right.
And this is going on my third year. I'm excited. I'm happy. My listeners are getting bigger and bigger. They may not all talk, but I see you. And I appreciate
Thanks
you
so
calling.
Much.
So what
Thank
do you
much.
Have to say? I
you
want
know
to hear
what?
Your
I,
story.
I would. I beg your pardon. Come on now. I would. I enjoy, I used to make resolutions and things of that nature. My biggest one is I was always going to lose some weight.
That's the first one on everybody's list. Losing
weight. It seemed like I would gain more that year. More and more, all of this. right now, I said at this point, my thing is I want to enjoy my days. I want to every day to be unique, and so far it has been unique. Every day.
Okay. Okay.
But a lot of times I'll ask the Lord. One thing I want to try to do is overcome fear, because fear leads to so much other things like frustration and things. So, and you know, when I'm out, I say, if I'm facing a situation, I'll say, Lord, you have not given me a spirit of fear, and you go on and do what you're supposed to. I'm fighting that, and it seems like I'm getting a little more control in my life, in the areas where I want that control. And I said, I'm not perfect, you know, but I said I want to be able to enjoy my days that I have, that the Lord has given. Not that I'm looking toward it, you know, but they had to put my mother. She was they had to put in rehabilitation.
Rehab.
She was in the hospital.
Rehab.
Yeah, rehab. And she's there for a week. She said she didn't want to do that. What she wanted to do was to go home. And the doctor signed her out. And so my sister has the guardianship over her, and she says, no, I want you to go to rehab to see if you're able to live at home. And so she told me, she said, look, she says, I am healthier than all of you. She said, all of you. She said, not my leg is the bad leg, and it hurts and pains me, but I do get around. But you want to put me in rehab and maybe in a nursing home. She said, I'm more healthy than all of y'all kids put together. You know, one has had some surgery, one has had some problems with cancer and all of that. My mother has a pacemaker, but, you know, she does basically what she wants to. She stays at home. She just turned 88 last month. But she says, I am in better shape than all of you put together. My brother, he hurt his back. My sister hurt her back. You know, it's always something, you know. So anyway, they did put her in rehab, and she'll be there for about a week. But how spunky she was, listen, I don't care how old I am still in control of my life, and it should be respected. This is what she was saying, and so I admire that. And so I'm saying, Lord, I should not be afraid every day that I wake up, you know, do this or do that. So I'm trying to learn how to not be.
Can I ask you a question? Have you heard about a vision board?
Yes, I really wanted to make one too, because I got my pictures out.
Even if you don't make a vision board, get you some little sticky things and write maybe some scriptures down on it. And every day you can say, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I guarantee you, if you do that every day, that will change your life. You have to speak what you want to become. If you can see it, you can be it. And that's the real thing. So that's what you need to do. Start making some positive affirmations. You know, I am not afraid. I can do this. I'm a great teacher. I'm, you know, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, I can get my diploma, or I can get my GED or my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it is, you have to believe. That's the main thing that we're losing. That's what the enemy comes to take.
The faith that God has given us. I heard someone say that, you know, God is not a Santa Claus. I said, no, he doesn't have to be a Santa Claus, but he is definitely a parent.
Yes, he is.
And that takes in everything, you know. He is a parent. Another thing I said I'm going to try to get away from is a lot of the things that people say in order to fill in, you know, if God doesn't give it to you, maybe you're not ready for it. No, I'm not going to say that. The Bible says,
the conversation we had earlier?
Yeah.
With Mace,
I did.
And we were talking about that?
Yeah.
He prepared.
Yes, I did.
He prepares us. He doesn't just all give it to you right away all the time.
But I believe he has prepared us already. It's just the outworking of what it is. One of the churches, I'm sorry, all this noise. My grandkids are around me. But one of the things I was listening to one bishop say, he said, listen, whenever there's a miracle or there's a change, a positive change in your life, it's going to become a burden. Do you really want to, a burden or a, you know, a responsibility? A lot of things we want that makes us feel good, but after a while, just like I want this big brand new Suburban, but it comes with a note that you got to meet and that you have to pay the insurance on it. You have to keep it up. It comes becomes a responsibility.
Call that a burden per se.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, a responsibility.
We know that.
Yeah.
We know we're
responsible. But it doesn't register a lot of things. That it becomes like a burden. It, you know, becomes like a burden to you. But are you willing to go through that? I was thinking back when I had adopted the kid.
I don't think that's a burden. I really don't, because if God allows you to get it, you know, I had my vehicle that I'm driving now, I prayed for, and I tell you, I don't worry about anybody stealing it because God gave it to me. I don't worry about nobody stealing it or breaking into it. You know, I don't have those thoughts. I mean, I had a note for a minute, but I've been driving it for 13 years now.
That is nice. It is, yeah.
You know, I'm happy.
That means a lot.
So
my car, I've had some years now.
I really don't.
And I always tell the Lord, I say, this is the car you bought me. That's the one I bought. This is the one you bought me. And it's still going on with all the problems it has. It's still going on. And I thank the Lord for us taking us back and forth every single day. You know, as much as I ride, you know, have to drive here and drive there. You know, someone referred to me as a jitney, but I'm not getting the most money for it. You know? even during the time that early in the morning when I have to leave in the dark, you know, I'm trusting the Lord that He'll take care of me, that He'll get me where I'm supposed to go, that He'll keep me. And so far He has done that, and I do. I am a saint. Not that I'm trying to make a thing of religion, because it's everyday life that you have to face that you want to be victorious in.
That's
so
right.
So slow down and enjoy the life that God has given you. I have dreams,
you know, and aspirations. If you don't do the vision board, then write it down. Write your affirmations down, and you just say them every day. I promise you that will change your life. It really will, and you will see how God, you know, just knocks them out. You know what I'm saying? One by one. You'll be surprised.
Yeah. Another thing I said I want to try to do this year, before my father died, we started getting closer. And we weren't as warlike at each other. We started to get closer, and I could talk with him about a lot of things that are intimate that was bothering me, okay? But then Daddy died. I'm be trying to focus my mind on the fact that since I do the Father, He is a Father, God is a Father, He has taken over my life, and to talk with Him about any subject that becomes on my heart that's bothering me or something like that. Or just anything.
And you won't
just
have
talk
to worry about anybody, him telling anybody.
That's true. Okay. That's true. That is so true. But to see him as a parent, that he is, you know, sometimes I say, Lord, you took Daddy, you took Roy, and all of this. And, you know, we have Matthew, and I'm not putting him down because he's beautiful. But then he tells us, when your mother and your father are not there, then I have taken you up, and believe that. Believe I have taken you up. What is, you know, your concerns, all of this to concern. What do you want? What is it? You know, you can discuss, you have a conversation built because of the relationship that you have, the intimate relationship that you have. And this is what I've been trying to work at more so. And it seems like it's a calming process for me also to know that I can talk to him about any subject, anything that's on my heart. And trust him to give me an answer to that. And I'm going to practice that more this year. That's what I want. Not to making a resolution, but I want to know. I want all that he has, Christ has died for me, that we have in Christ. I really want it all, more. And that's what I'm trusting the Lord for. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It is not a resolution. I even try not to even go out on a New Year's night to make a big celebration. A big celebration.
Well, I did when I was a little younger.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, just to keep just a calmly thank God for the year, trust Him,
yeah.
you know, to take me through it, do what I have to do today, whether good or bad or indifferent, and things of that nature, and go on, and just be, you know, enjoy my time, and
yeah.
and be fulfilled, and not always reaching for stuff. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this, and just to settle down. And enjoy what you have. And that's what I've been saying about.
You know, you reminded me, I have a church member, his mom passed. She was 99.
Uh-huh.
And she was still driving.
Ain't that something?
Yes. You talking about enjoying your time. And
that's
he
it.
Went and got her and, you know, took her to his home. I don't know what had happened, or maybe he saw something that, you know,
uh-huh.
made him think that he needed to have her with him. So he kept her, you know, and she just passed recently. But I just thought it was phenomenal. A 99-year-old lady living her life.
That's
driving.
It. That's it.
Now, one thing I got to say, now this is just me. Did the Secretary of State look at her date of birth?
Oh, yeah, they look at it. You have to pass every test. You have to pass everything, every test.
Yeah,
all of that.
I guess Mama did it.
Oh, yeah, she passed it and went off and lived her life, the life that
and
he had given her.
Lived her life, you're right. 99 years of it.
That means so much. That really means so much.
Especially
that's
if you're
what
in
I wanted
your
to
right
share.
Mind. I don't want
to
be
yeah,
99
that means I used to laugh at
years
that
old
I used
and
to
don't
laugh
know
at that
I'm
statement.
In the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to laugh at that statement when people said, I'm in my right mind and stuff. Yeah, now I know what they mean.
Now you understand.
Now
yeah.
I understand.
That means a lot.
Yes, it is.
You don't want to be out of your mind. You don't want to be decrepit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not being able to do this, that, or the other. I'm not saying you
just
don't
enjoy
run out of
the life. Not worrying
yes.
about what so and so is doing
mm-hmm.
or what's that. I, you know, even for the car, I said, Lord, you gave me another car. You'll get you the same happen, you'll give me another one. Thank you.
That's right.
And to be thankful,
right.
and to praise Him for that. It means a lot, yeah. And just
praise
enjoy
him for everything. Everything.
It is.
Food,
enjoy, and enjoy
rest,
yourself. Enjoy
things.
Your days. Enjoy that cup
yeah.
of coffee in the morning. Enjoy
yep.
Driving here. Well, if you don't, you know, enjoy making it through the snow, the ice. The other day when it's I was going to church, hit all that ice out there. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, no, I'm not going to be that way. You haven't given me a spirit of fear. I'm going on. We're going to go to church. I said, why can't I go to church today?
Yes,
went on to church and had a nice time and came home.
Yes, yes.
Enjoy yourself, no matter what it is.
You have to. I mean,
enjoy
who wants
yourself.
To live a miserable life?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants
enjoy
to do
yourself.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you, man. I just thank you for your program. Haven't let me sound
you.
Off on it.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And live, really. Live and enjoy it.
Yeah. Well,
and we're gonna have many, many more.
To
many more and more.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. And to the rest of my listeners, if you would like to make a comment. Or you can ask a question. Just press the 1 on your phone, and we'll do a little chit-chatting. Right now, I'm going to have a commercial. We'll be back.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know? If you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We'll be right back after these messages.
It's your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butcher's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
This is Carla Cook, daughter of the legendary Sam Cook, on tour now with wondrous stories, the life and music of my father, Sam Cook. You can find me at carlacook.com. Remember, that's Cook with an E. And follow my Facebook page at The Carla Cook. And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Carla Cook. I hope to see you soon on stage in a city near you.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at lionsclubs.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
And we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we've been talking about 2018. We've been talking about 2019. And we talked about quite a few things. One of my listeners said he makes goals, you know, which I think is a good idea, instead of making resolutions that we don't keep. But you can do a short-term goal, you know, maybe for 30 days, I'll do this, I'll do that. So I thought that was a good idea. I might adopt that. And then my other caller was talking about her mom, and her mom said she's healthier than they are. But I would hope that if your mom had to go somewhere, that she would be able to live with one of her many children. I mean, I understand how difficult that could be at times. I was a caregiver, so I do understand the process. But I don't know. Well, people do what people do, so, you know, I won't elaborate on that any longer. But if you have a question or comment, you can press the 1. But I was reading through someone's resolutions, and they had about 10. And it was a good one. I saw learn a new skill. Now, that's a good thing. Don't just procrastinate and get to a point where you say, you know, I've got it all together and I don't need to learn anything else. Don't ever do that, because the world is changing, evolving all the time. And with all this new technology, if you don't hang with it, you're going to be lost. And I know a lot of my older listeners who, you know, just don't get it. Maybe you might want to take a class and learn how to work your phone if you have a cell phone. And everyone in this day and age should. I don't know what we did without them, but we did. We survived. without them. But now that we have them, a lot of people, you know, won't walk out of the door without them. I've walked out the door without mine, you know, several times. It depends on where I'm going. But you kind of sort of need a phone nowadays. I don't know. It's just the way the world is going. But learning a new skill, you might want to learn how to work technology, you know, like I said. And that might be something interesting that you might like. You might find out that you like it. So I thought that was a good idea, learning a new skill. And what else? Oh, one of them was volunteering. Now, that's always good when you can give back. No matter how much you have more than someone else. You have to always believe that. You have to know that. And you can always give back and help someone. You can always give back and help someone. So that's two that I liked. And another one she had was be kinder to yourself. Be kinder to yourself. Now, I must admit that I'm harder on myself than I am on other people. I mean, it's just that way. I'm sorry. I'm not a perfectionist, not by any means, but if I did something, like if I had to sing a song at church, a solo, and if I don't think I did it right, man, I can go maybe 4 or 5 days with that on my mind, kicking myself about, well, you know, you should have done this and you should have done that and you should not have done this. You know, it just goes, it's horrible. It's horrible. So that would be a good one, being kinder to yourself. Because a lot of people, you're more down on yourself than you are on everybody else. I mean, you don't have to be down on someone else, but what I'm saying is you don't have to beat yourself up either. So that's something that I had to learn. So, okay, I have another caller. Well, happy 2019 to you, caller. You have a comment.
Well, hello, Jenny White.
Hello, Miss Terry from Texas. How you doing?
Doing great. I've enjoyed listening to your show and all of your callers.
Well, good. I appreciate the fact that you enjoy it. I appreciate your support. I really do. Love you.
I love you, too. Well, the thing that I would do different, and of course I always focus on my health. What could I tweak to increase my health? Because once you lose it, you know, it's no amount of money can really bring that back.
You're right about that.
So that's very important. So it's a consistent thing, just needing to be more consistent and learning to trust God more. No matter what things look like, knowing that he's got my best interest at heart and he's going to take care of me again, no matter what it looks like. So be it a good day or a day that may not be particularly as good as I would like it to be, I have to understand that nothing is happenstance or it doesn't happen by mistake or accident. God has everything strategically planned and everything is timing. So I have to. And then allowing people to be themselves. I've learned that my expectations for someone else will lead me most often to disappointment. So,
okay, that's true.
If I allow them to be who they are, then I free them from having this preset or predetermined test that they've not prepared for. So I'm learning to not take things personal. You know, my mom told me a long time ago I was just so sensitive. So I've learned to toughen up
Is that what she told you?
Yeah, which to me almost sounded like an excuse just to be mean to me so that I would just, you know, be okay with whatever the situation or whatever was said. But I do realize that there are times when I'm uber sensitive and I have had to develop those calluses so that I am not getting batted around and bad weather. So there's
I like that. I like, you know, we have to let people be themselves.
Yeah.
Whoever they are. You know, and what we really have to do is, I'm telling you, we have to stop criticizing everything and everybody. Because what do they call them on the internet, trolls? Is that what they call them? You know, people, you put a dress on and you take a picture, you think you're looking good, and somebody sees it and says, well, I don't know why you put that up there because you don't look good at all. I mean, you know, and that can tear you down. Number one, why are you taking them pictures and putting them on Facebook? But that's another thing. Somebody always, always, always has something negative to say. They have something negative. You know, some people are never happy. They're never happy. And they complain. I was telling my husband yesterday, you know, you just have people that complain all the time. All the time. It never ends. They're never happy. I don't care what happens. They are never happy. That wasn't right, or somebody didn't do something right, or, you know, dog. I was talking to a girl one time, and then I'm going to let you finish. But I was talking to a girl, used to be a friend of mine years ago, and she talked so long, negative. Everything she said was negative. Until maybe after almost an hour, I finally asked her, is anything going good in your life? And she said, no. I did. When I got off the phone with that girl, I was so down in the dumps. I wanted to go somewhere and hide. I'm telling you. And I promise, you know, you can't let people do that to you. Do not let people bring you down like that. That girl tore me down. She really did. I mean, something was going right in her life. And I don't know today if she's living or dead. I really don't know. So, anyway. But there are people out there like that. So you have to be careful.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you lose your thought?
No. Just thinking about what you said, and you're right, you need to surround yourself with, and the way that Joel Osteen said is eagles. You don't need to stay in a chicken mentality.
Yeah.
And eagles soar.
That's
happens?
Right.
They don't have what natural predators because they rise above. So when I get to thinking that I want to get with a chicken, you know, and they're clucking and I'm clucking, I have to remember that I'm an eagle and that
all
I
right
can soar above it. So,
quack, quack.
It's tough because he said that you've got some people who are turkeys and they just want to complain about everything, and you've got
gobble.
Who are buzzards and they're just gloom and doom. And you have to be careful. If you are an eagle, you don't associate with those people.
I've never had that happen to me before, though. That was amazing to me. I just felt, I really felt bad. I wanted to go get under the covers when she got me. It was bad. And, you know, I felt bad after that for her. I honestly did. I honestly did. I wish I did know whether or not she was living or dead. But anyway.
Well, I've heard it said that it's easier to pull someone off of a chair than it is to pull someone up to where you are on the chair. So it's easy to be associated or guilty by association. So you have to watch yourself.
Yes.
Just like the president. I know we really didn't bring him up, but a lot of people in his immediate circle are going to jail. They're criminals. So what does that say about him? He associates with criminals. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, he was with tax collectors and some of the, you know, dredges of the streets. But
and thieves.
He was, yes, but he was coming for a different purpose.
Yeah.
So he wasn't wallowing in it. He was lifting people out of it. So
that's
we have to emulate that. So if we are to spend time with those people, again, we'll try to uplift. My daughter, she would get on the phone with me, and my oldest daughter, and I'd say, "Hey, baby, how are you?" She says, "I'm great, Mom. How are you?" And I would say, "No complaints." And I thought that was great, because I wasn't going to complain about anything. So to me, that was my standard answer. I thought it was fabulous. And she said, "Well, instead of saying no complaints, why don't you say something that's positive? Because that gives it a negative connotation." And I said, "Okay." So I had to learn to say, "Oh, I'm great." And again, you just associating with people who are positive and who have good energy, they will push you, and you'll have to reach and stretch and grow to be more positive and to also exude that energy. So this is a good year, 2019, a year
That's
for
right.
favor
That's
and a year
right.
to do something new, because his mercies are new every day.
Every day.
We still have
That's
things
right.
to do, because we're still here.
You're right. He's not done with us yet. But like I, you know, said previously, you have to be careful about your words, what you say, because you bring things through to you. So that's why you should always be positive. You know, you don't get up and say, "Well, my head is hurt." You know what? Because your head do be hurt. I mean, your words have power. A lot of people don't understand that. Words have power. That's why you have to be here. So I thank you for calling. I thank you for sharing. I appreciate you, Ms. Terry. And I love you, Ms. Terry.
I love you too.
So I thank you for your support, and you keep up the good work. And 2019 is going to be a blast.
Absolutely, I believe that. In the name of Jesus.
There you go. There you go. So he says,
all right,
according to his will.
Yes.
Because if you stay according to his will, you know that he hears you. And if you know that he hears you, then you know that he has. So that's 1 John 5:14-15. So he said it, I didn't. You have to repeat his words back to him. Not that he's forgotten them, but he said, you know, and then he said, "Taste and see," which means try me. You read my word, try me, and see if I don't stand by it. So he's not a man that he can lie. So that's one person you can rely on. So I thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your comments. And for all my other listeners out there, you can do the same thing. You can press that 1 on your phone, and you can tell us all about what you are going to do in 2019. So I'm going to have one more commercial, and then I'll be back.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back, and tonight we've been talking about 2018, we're talking about 2019, and we've been getting some good tips as to what to do to kind of elevate yourself this year, some of the things that you can do. And I said learn a new skill. You can always volunteer, and especially be kinder to yourself. You can pick up a hobby, something to keep your mind active, and be more grateful. We all can be more grateful. And press into your faith. So, with that having said, I appreciate my callers. If there are no one else that wants to give us their story, then I'll just say I appreciate you guys for calling in. I appreciate those of you that didn't say anything. I appreciate you calling for listening. I really appreciate that. So what I want to say is I wish everyone who's listening to have a great 2019, 2020, 2021, and forever on. Because some of the tips that were given were really good. You need to kind of catch a hold to that and read Joshua 1 and 8 so that you can make your way prosperous and you can have good success. That's not to say that we're not going to have mistakes, because like one of the callers said, we do fall down, but then we have to get up. We have to. We can't just lie there and wallow in whatever it is. So we can make our way prosperous, and we can, but we have to keep relying on the person who put the dream in our hearts and who will fulfill the dream. But we have to depend upon him. So with that having been said, I am going to say good night and have a great 2019. And I will see you next Friday, or I will listen for you next Friday. And we will be on again with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. This is the queen of the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show of Friday night. As later, have a great weekend. And remember, if you don't want to go for that ride, don't get in that car. Okay. Good night.